country. And it's interesting that if you think of all the countries in Europe, the one that has been the most open, the one that has been the most welcoming, whether it was to the Huguenots, whether it was to two big migrations of Jews, whether it was to the Ugandan Asians that Amin threatened to kill, this country has been the most open and has been the most welcoming. And yet, just 10 years ago, when I stood up and said that I thought it was the height of irresponsibility to open our doors unconditionally to eight former communist countries in Eastern Europe, I was howled down and abused and called all the names under the sun and told effectively that it wasn't even respectable to have a debate about immigration in this country. Well, that has changed, and that's the most important thing tonight, is we are actually talking about this subject. And I'm not against immigration, but I'm against uncontrolled immigration. We need to control immigration. We need to choose the people that are coming to live, work, and settle in this country. And not one of us on our side is against immigration or against immigrants. You know, there's no doubt the food is better. No question about it. You know, I'm just about old enough to remember how appalling food was even in London. So that's good. And a bit of diversity in life, particularly in our cities, is fun and it's good. But we must think about this in terms of it being a numbers game, and we need to think about this with some sense of historical context. You know, I mentioned the Ugandan Asians. When they came, there was a massive national debate. Could this country cope with the sheer number of people? And in the end, the decision was taken that whether we could cope or not, morally, we had an absolute duty to help those people, and 27,000 people came from Uganda, and have all done phenomenally well. And in fact, if you think back to, you know, Ken talked about the 1950s and about Windrush and about the beginning of Caribbean immigration. If you look at the way we handled immigration post-war, 30 to 50,000 people a year came and settled in this country consistently over half a century. Until, of course, that is, Mr. Blair got into office and decided that he wanted to rub the noses of the right in diversity and started to pursue an immigration policy on a scale that we've never seen before. Added to which, with EU membership in 2004, we opened the doors yet further. You know, David Blunkett told us an extra 13,000 would come a year from Eastern Europe, and 800,000 came in the first 2 years. In the whole history of these islands, we have never seen migration on the scale that we've seen in the last 15 years. From 30 to 50,000 a year, it is now 450 to 500,000 people a year that are coming into this country. It's a minimum net 4 million increase since 1997. So it's very important to get a handle on it. Now look, I completely understand that for the rich, for people living in Kensington, this is marvellous. It's cheaper chauffeurs, it's cheaper nannies, and cheaper gardeners in the Cotswolds where you go at the weekends. I mean, all of that's lovely. And I totally understand that if you're a big employer, that it's a good thing, because it means cheaper labour. And it's had a positive effect on wage inflation in this country. All of that, in economic terms, is totally undeniable. But what is also undeniable, despite the claims of the other side, is that we have had an oversupply in the unskilled labour market in this country since 2005. And as a direct result of that, youth unemployment in Britain has gone from 600,000 in 2005 to over a million today. And it is direct, and it is causal, and yes, I know there are problems with British education, and I accept that. But David, you know, not all these youngsters are illiterate gang members, and I really get upset with this myth that Blair started and that all the national newspapers now push, that almost all young British people are lazy and useless. I can tell you, in the earlier part of this year, I spent a fortnight touring the length and breadth of England in the run-up to the county elections, and everywhere I went, I found desperate young people really wanting to get work, but now feeling discriminated against in their own country. Now, the first person I met that made me realise this was a 16-year-old girl in Peterborough who told me she couldn't get a job at the local packing factory because she couldn't speak Polish. And if you now, in many of those eastern counties, wanted to go and get the jobs picking cauliflowers or cabbages or fruit in season, you've got no chance because the gangmasters are in control and it's Poles and Lithuanians and perhaps even Portuguese that get the jobs. We have, through irresponsible open-door immigration on a scale never seen in Britain before, effectively betrayed working-class people in this country. And it's led to great social division. In many parts of the country, we're now divided by language. I don't think it's a good thing that 82% of primary school children in Newham come from families in which English is not the first language. That's not uniting people. That's not bringing people together. That's actually dividing people. And all over this country, not just in the big cities, but actually in the market towns, everywhere I've seen it, I get the feeling that this country is less happy with itself, less at ease, and we have growing social tension. Now, we intend, of course, to continue with this process because we intend next year, on the 1st of January, to open our doors unconditionally to two countries that are even poorer, to two countries that sadly have not recovered from communism, to two countries that have within them a completely dispossessed, discriminated against group of people, the Roma, numbering between 4 and 5 million. And I think, really, why I'm urging you to vote against this motion is that it is irresponsible to have an open door, not to have some degree of control. And it's something that is clearly not wanted in this country. You know, David said 60%. Well, whether it's 60 or 70 or 80 or whatever it is, the overwhelming majority of people in Britain want us to have some degree of control. And that doesn't mean we don't want any immigration. Of course we do. We want many of the brightest and the best coming into this country, especially into London and into our wealth-creating industries. Of course we want people. Of course I want us to have an immigration policy based very much on the one that the Australians have. Let's have control. Let's get good people. Let's get people that want to integrate and will integrate. But you cannot support a motion that says that high, which means basically no control over immigration, is a good thing for Britain. And whilst the use of the word fear in the motion perhaps is pushing it a bit, we should at least, I would suggest, be deeply concerned that successive British governments, the coalition following on from Labour, have learnt nothing from the lessons of the past. We do not need massive oversupply in the unskilled labour market in this country. We need to get a grip and take back control of our borders properly. Thank you. You didn't frankly have the balls to put country before party.